One day a week in a church parking lot in Lexington, dairy farmer Gary Oakes hands out glass bottles of raw milk from the bed of his pickup. It's milk that goes directly from the cow to the bottle and then is quickly refrigerated. About 40 people will stop by to collect their orders. It's illegal to sell unpasteurized cow's milk in Kentucky and some 20 other states, but Oakes and his visitors operate in a gray area of the law. Customers purchase shares in Oakes' dairy cattle herd, so they're essentially drinking milk from a cow they own.
It's an agreed upon that this animal belongs to them, and so we don't have any right to sell them. We just keep them abreast of how the herd is doing.
Oakes' customers talk about raw milk with an almost religious fervor. It's a lot more expensive than the store-bought product, but Mike Dixon calls it the tastiest milk you've ever had.
Like liquid ice cream.
Dixon is a Lexington paramedic who drinks about a half gallon of raw milk each week.
There's a definite difference, and I think you could only know that by tasting it.
But more importantly, says another customer, John Mark Hack, is raw milk's nutritional value, something he says is lost during pasteurization when the product is heated. Hack is a former director of the Governor's Office of Agricultural Policy.
There are enzymes that are well documented to be present in raw milk that are big boost to our immune systems. There are probiotics, healthy bacteria that's present in raw milk that facilitates good digestion.
But Dr. Robert Toks says raw milk can also contain something else.
Bacteria that make us sick.
Toks is a foodborne illness investigator at the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says those disease-causing germs like salmonella and E. coli are killed by the heating process.
Pasteurization may slightly reduce some of the vitamins, but we don't think it leads to an important change in the nutritional quality of the milk.
The CDC says from 1998 through 2009, more than 1,800 people were sickened by raw milk and raw milk products, resulting in some 200 hospitalizations and at least two deaths, with most of the outbreaks occurring in states that allow sales. But proponents say there's risk involved with consuming anything, and they want the government to leave them to their own dietary choices. The argument has resulted in an unlikely union that's been lobbying for looser restrictions on raw milk. The so-called granola crowd of health food enthusiasts and conservatives who want less government regulation.
I call them food liberty issues.
Republican Kentucky State Senator John Schickel doesn't drink raw milk, but last session he sponsored a bill aimed at keeping the state out of herd share and other natural food programs.
There's been a great coalition of people who are interested in this, in these issues. It's a lot more people than what I realized.
Schickel's bill cleared the state Senate but died in the House. He says he plans to bring it back next year. The sale of raw milk for human consumption is also illegal in Indiana, but lawmakers have directed a study of the issue. An 18-member panel has been conducting an online public hearing this summer and will recommend how the product should be tested, bottled, and sold if the law is changed.
Okay, we'll go through a couple more doors. We'll go on the other side of the barn and show you where we do the milking.
Alan Yeagerlener serves on the panel. He and his wife Mary own the Swiss Connection Dairy Farm and store in Clay City, Indiana. They sell raw milk, but it has to be labeled as pet food. He hopes lawmakers will find a way to at least allow on-the-farm sales for human consumption.
People can see what's going on and talk to you, and if there is a problem, you immediately have a network there you can start dealing with the problem.
Yeagerlener's advisory panel has until December 1st to make its recommendations. Then next year, the Indiana General Assembly will decide if raw milk sales should be legalized.
This might be susceptible to flying, and maybe we'll go on with all the work, and it may nothing happen, too. So,
Rick Howlett, WFPL News.